We had a number of questions come in this week. One from our news station in Southern California. We have pocket gophers in Southern California, and they are just starting to make their appearance in the yard. What is the best way to get rid of them?
Well, we found a bunch of suggestions that might work. Things like scaring them. They don't like certain music. Just all sorts of stuff.
But realistically.
And realistically, it says that the best way to work to get rid of them is poison baits. Now, Joey and I try to live as much harmony as possible in nature, with the garden, and in our lives. However, sometimes you do need to use something like poison to get rid of an animal. And it sounds like the consensus, as we did our research for this question, that was the best solution.
Yeah, firearms or poison, kind of what it came down to,
right.
On that.
I don't know if you can find a pocket gopher to
I don't know.
To get them, but yeah.
I hope you can help me with this. The untreated wood in my raised bed is beginning to be destroyed, and I need to replace it. Can I use treated wood or the newer plastic wood that is used for decking? Your recommendation would be greatly appreciated. Your emails and your classes are wonderful.
Well, thank you for the compliment.
There's a couple of things. With the treated lumber, you do not have to worry about the arsenic in which that once was treated back in the early 90s. That has been changed. It is treated with a copper fungicide or a copper chemical, and it won't leach out in the soil to any degree that it would affect the soil life. Treated lumber works well. You can do untreated lumber, and it'll be fine. You can also do the plastic wood that the decking comes on. The only disadvantage to that is the plastic will heat up much quicker and emit the heat into the raised bed quicker and more relevant than the wood would. You can always send us a question at twvgshow@gmail.com. Some seedlings with true leaves and others without true leaves have come up on my seed tray. Should I fertilize now or wait until they all have true leaves? This is referring to peppers. So the best answer I can give you is you want to wait. There's plenty of energy in the seed coat to keep the plant alive until the true leaves develop. That's the first set of real leaves that come out of it. Secondly, if you're growing in a good potting soil that contains a slow-release fertilizer, you don't have to worry about fertilization. If you are growing in peat pellets or soilless mix, then yes, you're going to have to supplement with some type of organic or inorganic fertilizer at a quarter of the strength is what I would recommend. You could go full strength, but these seedlings are tender, so you're going to want to be very cautious of how much fertilizer. So quarter of the strength liquid fertilizer, even a Soil Diva type of nutrient supplement would work, but potting soil should be just fine for your seedlings. All right, next question. Brad from Philadelphia. I like growing my own food because I know what is in the food. Also, I know what is not in my food. I want to get and keep the most nutrients in my vegetables and fruits that I'm growing. How can I best do this? Thank you. With that question, let's go out to Christine. She is the farm operational manager at Standard Process and see what she has to offer for her advice. Standard Process is your trusted whole food supplement manufacturer for over 90 years. To help identify the best supplements for you, find your local healthcare professional today. Go to standardprocess.com/patient.
Hi, this is Christine Mason. I'm the Farm Operations Manager at the Standard Process Farm. Brad from Philadelphia was wondering, how can we ensure nutrient density in our fruits and vegetables? I love this question, Brad, and it's what we are very passionate about at Standard Process. I have been the manager of this farm for 19 years, and I really have come to believe there's no way our fruits and vegetables can be more nutrient dense than the soil it's from. So my advice to you would be start with your soil, make sure it's a healthy, viable living system, get a soil test, work with your extension agents. If your soil is healthy, your food will be too.
Always appreciate the information you provide for us and our listeners, Christine, about getting the most nutrient-dense vegetables and fruits in the garden.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.